Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have Doug Church on the phone. Hi, Doug.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm great. All right, so do you get a lot of people that call you just Elvis, or do you get Doug quite often?
Well, when I'm on the stage, it's totally Elvis. But, you know, that's fine. That's what I do.
Yeah, so Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, they're actually holding a show coming up here on February 10th. It's called The True Voice of Elvis featuring you. So I want to pick your brain a little bit. Where are you from?
I live in Mishawaka, Indiana.
Okay.
Big city.
Have you always liked Elvis, or did you grow up, I guess, liking his songs? How did you start doing this?
Well, a buddy of mine in high school turned me onto the music, and I wasn't really into music or singing or anything like that, you know, but when I heard that, it just was like a light came on in my head, and I said, man, that is the best stuff in the world, and I just stuck with it.
I love it. I mean, who doesn't love, my mom is obsessed with Elvis. She's going to be at the show on the 10th.
Oh, great. I'll tell her to come up and say,
so
hey.
She'll probably be front and center singing along with you.
Fantastic. I'll look for her.
Okay, so I guess, when did you start doing this? How long have you actually been doing the Elvis thing?
Well, if I told you that, I'd be giving away my age, so I can't tell you. But let's just say it's been some time.
How many songs do you do typically for each show?
Total, there's about 16 songs.
Okay.
So I'd say about 7 or 8 songs per.
Any, like, really hot ones that we're going to be able to recognize right away just by the name of the song that we can plan on seeing on the 10th?
Oh, absolutely. We've got Suspicious Minds. We've got CC Rider, which we open with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the biggie at the end is the American Trilogy.
Okay. Now, do you have a band that comes along with you? I guess tell me what the setup is like for this.
Yep. Matter of fact, I've got a really terrific core rhythm section called Change of Habit. And they play with me around the Midwest and down south in Elvisville. And they will be, like I said, the core of the music. But the most uplifting part, of course, is going to be the power of the orchestra itself, and I'm really looking forward to working with all those men and women.
Yeah, have you ever done anything like this before?
I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've played with the orchestras before, but this is my first time at the SMSO.
Okay, gotcha. I want to know if you have any of these Elvis-like dance moves.
Oh, you got to have that. You can't have a tux without the right shoes.
Are these like weird questions, or is this normal?
No. I've had weird ones, but no, okay. These are fine.
What about like outfits? Do you have one outfit, or do you make multiple outfit changes for the night?
Well, I'll be wearing 2 different outfits, and currently in the closet, I've got about 14 different Elvis jumpsuits.
Okay, well, that was a question that we actually had set aside for you, and you just answered it for us. So you have 14 jumpsuits. Okay, very,
mm-hmm.
Very good. And then I also had written down here, I just got engaged a few months ago. Do you think that you could marry me?
Congratulations. I am an ordained minister, and I could.
How does that work? Do people get a hold of you? I'm just thinking if anyone's listening and goes, I thought I could only do that in Vegas. How can I get a hold of you, Doug?
That's right. See, I'm legally ordained, and I guess if you wanted to just get a hold of me through the radio station, say, I want to get married by Elvis, and I'll either come out to where you are, or you can bring your party to where I am, either way.
Do you have, like, a contact, like, website or Facebook page that we can follow you at to learn more about you?
Yes, indeed. It's simply DougChurch.net. That's all lowercase, no spaces.
Okay. Very good. Well, I know that there is a lot of people that are really excited to have you here in Southwest Michigan on February 10th. So thanks for joining me via phone to tell me more about yourself, and we'll see you soon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I didn't mention that I'm a Michigan boy born and raised, but I just happen to live south of the line right now.
Even better, your own very own Michigander Elvis.
That's right.
Awesome. Thanks, Doug. We'll see you soon.
I appreciate the time.
Bye.
Thanks, Lindsay.
All right, so we just hung up the phone with Doug Church, who is going to be playing Elvis again on February 10th, and now I want to talk show details with Joelle. Hello. Sorry that you couldn't hear Elvis.
Well, I will see him live and in person.
Yeah, you'll be able to see him live. Okay, so per usual, I wanted to do the whole spiel of Elvis is coming in via, I guess, SMSO.
Yes.
So what is the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra for anyone who is unfamiliar with what that means?
Yeah, so we're a professional orchestra in the region. We're entering our 66th year as an orchestra. We're professionals, musicians from all walks of life. We have musicians who have master's degrees and doctorates in music, very talented people from Berrien County, Northwest Indiana, Chicago, everything. Mm-hmm. And we perform at the Mendel Center. We perform at the Howard Performing Arts Center. We do a lot of shows in the summer. So
yeah, that's awesome. And yeah. Great website. You can check out all the shows that they have upcoming anytime, smso.org. Now, Doug did mention that he has worked, I guess, with symphonies before, but he has not worked with SMSO.
Uh-huh.
So this will be exciting.
Yeah. We've done a couple of shows like this where we've had a featured guest performer. Last year we had a Frank Sinatra type of person.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the orchestra plays the backup music, and it's just warm, wonderful, rich song for the performance then.
Yeah, and this is the best part about, I guess, where it's taking place at. It's at the Lake Michigan College, the Grand Upton Hall. This
right.
is not on the Mendel Center main stage. So if you've ever been to the Mendel and you see that big expo hall right when you, I guess, enter into the lobby in the very back parking
mm-hmm.
lot,
right.
This is going to be a setup as to where there's going to be like tables
Correct.
And chairs.
Yes.
There's going to be a bar there.
Yes.
So that way you can, I guess, interact a little bit more. You can stand up and probably dance.
Yes. Yeah. If you feel the moves, you know, jump up and go ahead.
He
yeah.
did too say, he goes, tell your mom to come right up front and say hi.
That's right.
So
yep.
we probably will be welcoming guests to come up and join along. So this will be fun.
That'll be fabulous.
Again, this is happening February 10th. How much do tickets cost and where can I get them?
So there's two ticket prices. There's $20 ticket prices for Zone B, $35 ticket prices for Zone A, and students regardless are $5. And anywhere you sit is amazing. So they're all good seats.
There's probably a lot of space for this, right?
It's a good room, yeah. So we can take a big crowd.
I'm looking at this little card that you gave me with all the information, and it looks like you have a lot of great sponsors for this show.
We do, and we're very thankful to our sponsors. For this show, our sponsors are Lake Michigan College Mendel Center, the Boulevard Inn and Bistro, LCQ Magazine, and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
Fantastic. So in addition to, I guess, the concert, which starts at 7:30, by the way.
Correct, 7:30.
There's also this cool dinner package that you could possibly do as well. And it's actually happening at Planks.
Yes.
So the idea is you get the dinner package. That's your concert tickets and dinner.
Yes.
And then you go ahead and have dinner at Planks beforehand.
Yeah, so Planks at the Inn at Harbor Shores, the restaurant there. We have a package. You can see the menu online if you go to our website. Then after your meal, you go to the show, and we're providing some desserts, and then you can just enjoy the show.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Really great.
The menu, I'm looking at this, is amazing. So first of all, you could get, what is it, per ticket? So you can get a ticket and then dinner for $65 per person if you're in Zone A,
Correct.
Or it's just 50. That's a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Dinner and your ticket?
Yes.
If you're in Zone B, 50 bucks. So, I mean, the one that really stood out to me on here is the lobster mac and cheese. Yeah. And then, mm-hmm. of course, they have the drink selections of the red or white wines and also some beer. But you said that this full menu is online?
It is, yes. So if you go to the symphony website, smso.org, there's a concert page and the menu's available for you right there.
So, however, you cannot wait last minute to get these packages if you wanted to do dinner, right?
Correct. Yeah, there is limited seating for the dinner. So you have to call the office to schedule your time so we can set up a table and a time for you and
Got it. So you're pretty much making a reservation for your dinner.
Yes.
Okay. The number to call at the office to do that is 269-982-4030. Again, 269-982-4030. And before we do a recap of the show, what else are we planning or looking forward to in the near future?
Yeah. So the show after this is our Mahler concert. It's going to be very exciting, March 18th. And then we have April 29th at the Howard Performing Arts Center. Latin Rhythms concert. And then we have our Dancing with the Symphony Stars coming up on May 12th.
That was going to be my next question. Are we doing that again?
Also very exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we kick into our summer package.
Yeah, and summer gets crazy, and you'll be here like every week.
Yes.
Okay, yep. So keep up with what they're planning. Again, smso.org. Otherwise, be ready to go and see Doug Church, who we just talked with on the phone. He is the true voice of Elvis, and as he said, he grew up in Michigan.
Aww.
He's from Michigan, currently lives over in like the Mishawaka area, he said. 14 jumpsuits total.
I'm very envious. He's like so blinged out. It's awesome.
Where do you get them from?
Right? Yes.
I should have asked him that. Dang
jumpsuits
it.
Are us. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So you can either do the whole dinner and the concert package. You can do that. Again, it's at Planks, and then you would be going from Planks to the Mendel to see the show. If you would like to take advantage of that, make sure you book your reservation as soon as you can. 269-982-4030. And then if I want to just get tickets, can I just get them online? What do you suggest?
You can get them online. You can call the office. You can walk in. And we also sell them at the door.
Mm-hmm. Tickets cost $20 or $35 if you're a student. That's crazy. $5 if you're a student.
Right.
Again, this is happening at the LMC Mendel Center, their Grand Upton Hall. So a pretty cool setting. Is it going to be in like tables where we can maybe sit at tables with friends, a group of friends?
Yeah. And if you get 10, you know, we'll reserve a table for you.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is happening Saturday, February 10th, again, 7:30. Am I missing anything? Are you going to be there, Joelle?
I will be there.
Do you like Elvis?
You know.
Are you going to be singing along?
I know a lot of those
Isn't
songs.
Isn't it funny? It's like, I the same exact thing. My mom would kill me if I said this. I think Elvis was good looking once upon a time, but there's nothing appealing about him to me other than the King. Uh-huh. But I know probably every Elvis song. So this is a concert that really anyone could go to and enjoy in some kind of
way. Well, his music, I mean, it's so well known and it's been done so many times by so many people. It's just like really wonderful to, you know, sit and enjoy the songs.
Exactly. How long do you think the show will last? That's the only thing I didn't.
It's going to be about an hour and a half. It's about 2 45-minute halves.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Get the details, smso.org, and we'll chat soon, Joelle.
All right. Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.